All right, we're in the studio. I've got Mark and Mel from the Bluebillies here. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Good to see you. Good
to see you, too. So you guys have just released a new song, I see. The song Run, Daddy, Run. Very exciting. Can you tell me a little about this song?
It's a true story that was written by Mel and I. It started out with Melody wanted to write a song about something that happened to her when she was a kid. She started on the song by herself. She wrote the tune, and it came out sort of like a comic bluegrass song.
A comic bluegrass song?
Yeah, one of those bouncy novelty numbers.
Okay.
Even though it's called Run, Daddy, Run, Mama's Got a Gun. And she played it for me, and we both said, I don't know, it's kind of, the subject matter is about spousal abuse, and it's kind of doesn't work to make
not
it into
funny.
A comic. It's not really a funny subject.
No, no.
So we started thinking about it, and we decided that we'd make it into a song about a heroic anti-hero who's Mama in the song. Just a little background on the song. Melody's mother was a very well-known singer in her youth. She sang all up and down the Mississippi Valley. She sang blues and jazz. Ended up in Chicago. Melody traveled around with her as a little child because Mel's dad had died when she was 2 years old. So she traveled with Mom up and down the Mississippi Valley. And eventually Mom settled in Chicago, where she became quite famous playing in the supper clubs up there. She met a musician there, and she remarried. And that's when things started to go really bad. He was an abusive man. He was very jealous of her career, which was very successful at the time. And so he moved the family out into a swamp in Black Oak, Indiana. Swamp, right, Mel?
A swamp.
Yeah.
Between a swamp and a dump.
Yeah. And he left the family there without a car and without any money. And he went off on the road with doing his band thing. He was a musician as well. So Mel's mom, as the years began to pass there, slowly began to lose her grip on reality and slowly began to drink too much. She finally reached that sort of fine line between sanity and suicide. That's where the song begins, is Mom setting out to find out if he still loves her.
Yeah.
Why don't we listen?
Okay.
The Bluebillies is a new song called Run, Daddy, Run on WEXT.
I changed my brother's diaper in a bar outside of Elko, and we slept there on the table, and it smelled like tears and whiskey.
The Bluebillies, and the song is Run, Daddy, Run. That's a new song. You guys just put that out on Halloween, right?
Yes, it was released on Halloween.
Yep, October 31.
That's a powerful story in that song.
Yeah, it really is.
Is it hard to take a story like that that's not just something you read about or heard about? This is something you lived. Is it hard to take that and put it into a song and then put it out there?
Well, it is. I had to go back in my memory and try to remember every little detail that happened. And it's not fun.
Right.
You know, I prefer living in the present or the future.
And stuff you were maybe trying to keep hidden.
Yeah.
Like keep away from your even just having to think about it.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to keep all of those old memories down. But I figure that for my sake and everybody else's sake, that it'd be a good thing to talk about it so that maybe other people won't get into that themselves.
So now that you've crossed over that hurdle and have created the song and put it out there, do you feel a little catharsis? Do you feel like it has helped you to do that?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. It came to me slowly. First I'm like in songwriting mode and I'm just writing a song and it's kind of a matter of fact and it's a lot of thought process to do that. Then it started to occur to me, oh, yes, this happened to me. This happened to me. It comes in stages. It was weird. I'm doing it again. I'm going back to revisit other lovely moments. And they're all just warnings. They're revisiting things, that events that people should look at and avoid doing themselves. And to
don't
know
try
that,
this at home.
Yeah, don't try this at home. And if you are trying it at home, why don't you stop?
I've got Mark and Mel from the Bluebillies here, and the new song is called Run, Daddy, Run. I would assume, I mean, that's a pretty epic song. I would assume that, that essentially your summer vacation, vacation, he says, with air quotes, was that, really, working on this song and maybe playing some shows, you know?
Yeah, we've been in the studio now for, I guess, probably 4 months. We've been recording with Justin Metz down at Rockwell Productions, Rockwell Pro Productions, and he's wonderful. But it's a slow process. Recording is a slow process, and it's an expensive process, so we try to be as organized as possible. But we've still been recording now since April, and we still have a couple of more trips back that we have to make to finish up the other three songs that are going to be released as an EP. So Run, Daddy, Run will be on the EP, and there'll be another 4 or 5 numbers that will be coming out, too. That's coming out early next year.
And we played some nice shows, too. A lot of nice shows.
What did we do? It's all such a blur.
Landis Arboretum.
Oh, we played at the Landis Arboretum this summer. That was a lovely
show.
On top of a
full
mountain.
Moon show.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Rock the Lock. Some other lovely shows. We played at the Carroll Theater again, and we just love that. The old theaters. The venues are great because the tickets are inexpensive. And, you know, it's non-for-profit. We love that.
And so that's what you've been doing, which is good. And we've got this new song, which is awesome. You guys got a pretty big show coming, don't you, at the Strand?
Yeah, our biggest show of the year. We aim for it every year. We call it the Bluebillies Old Time Christmas Review. We started doing this 13 years ago.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Before the Strand was a Strand, it was a Hudson
River Music Hall.
Yes, it was down the street.
And we started doing them there. And Jonathan Newell from The Strand has been very kind to continue to always give us an opportunity to put on our show there. And we love this show because it gives us a chance to let other local talent shine and to bring in some other regional players that we think our local people should get a chance to hear. And we keep the cost down low, which is nice so that our local community can get to see these people. We're very excited about it. We got a good lineup this year.
We know where you're going to be. The Strand, this is December 6th, right?
December 6th, 7 p.m.
MyStrandTheater.org?
Yeah, I think that's how it is, MyStrandTheater.org. But people could always find out at on our Facebook page, too, any information they want. That's Facebook.com/TheBluebillies.
Mark and Mel from The Bluebillies here. We just heard the new song, Run, Daddy, Run, that you guys have just put out. And thanks for getting that over to us. It's a real treat to hear you guys on the radio. What else is coming at us? You said there's like more songs that you're working on, so that early next year we'll see more.
Yes, we've got... and all the songs on the new record are songs that we wrote. And this next one is the one that I wrote in 1980. There's a little quick story about this song. I wrote this song in 1980 when I was in a punk rock band, and I wrote it for that band, and I played it for the guys in the band, and they said, well, it's good, Mark, but it doesn't quite feel done. So, okay, fine. I felt the same way. I put it away. I met Mel in 1984, and I hauled it out, and I played it for her, and she says, wow, that's a great song, Mark, but it doesn't really feel done. It doesn't feel complete. I pulled it out a couple of times since then with other bands, and I've tried it once with the Bluebillies. Yeah, it didn't work. So the other day I was telling, maybe a year ago now, I was telling our guitar player, Greg Bucking, who's a wonderful guitar player and singer-songwriter in his own right, that I had written this song, and I told him this story, and I played it for Greg, and he goes, ah, that's done. Just record it.
He's great.
he's very encouraging.
Love it.
So we recorded it, and I think it's pretty good. I mean, it's now for something completely different. I mean, that's the way it sounds. After Run, Daddy, Run, this is a whole different sound.
And now, is this are both of these songs going to be on that EP comes out? Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we want to remind folks December 6th at the Strand for the big holiday show with the Bluebillies and a great lineup, too. We'll make sure we share that around on our social media, too, for you. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming by.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. You're the best. So here's our song, the new one by the Bluebillies called Never So Right on WEXT.
I used to think that
I should just stop trying. I'd gotten used to my time for crying. At night, all alone, I never thought my heart would find a home. But you were never so right, I was never so wrong. You were never so right, I was never so wrong.